Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we're going to tell you about the expected AEW roster cuts that didn't happen.
A major title change on last night's AEW Dynamite.
A faction split up and two wrestlers turned face on Dynamite.
And the former Authors of Pain's new wrestling promotion is a complete mess. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm not surprised at all by that last story.
No, and this is the news.
All right, we're going to kick things off by talking some backstage stuff from AEW before we dive into a couple of stories from Dynamite. Mm-hmm. Fightful Select coming through for reports on Colt Cabana. Colt Cabana's not been around for a while.
Yeah.
He's not been on Dynamite. He's not been on Rampage. He's not even been on Dark or Elevation. His last appearance, in fact, was at a taping. Back in March, I think it was a while ago, the poor fella. Now, this Fightful Select report is quite interesting because it cites an internal assumption that Colt was actually going to be let go by the promotion recently. At the end of his contract, there were several people within the promotion who felt that his contract wasn't going to be renewed and he'd be able to depart the company. That would kind of be similar circumstances to your Jack Evans, your Marco Stunt, your Joey Janela.
Alan Angels.
Yeah.
He's wrestling on Impact.
He is. Like tonight or tomorrow night.
Against Mike Bailey.
Amazing. Against Mike Bailey as well, who rules. Like, they're giving him an instant chance to have a great... That's class. But that was the assumption when it came to Colt. And a lot of people believed that this was down to his long-standing issues with CM Punk, who is, of course, you know, pretty important guy in AEW.
Yeah, it's fair to say.
These days. This changed somewhat, however, with the Dark Order's diminished focus in recent months. They've not been as prominent as they used to be. And, of course, the departures of Alan Angels and Stu Grayson. Now, according to several AEW wrestlers, the word going round, this was a few months ago, that this was going around, so as far back as that, but because Colt is such an immensely popular figure backstage, several talents spoke up for him in his predicament. Now, that's quite similar to what Dave Meltzer reported a few months ago when he said that the Young Bucks went to bat for Colt in his contract negotiations, so there's some synergy there. Now, we should point out that Dax Harwood's been on. He actually quote-tweeted this report, calling it 100% complete fabrication. He did reply soon after that, saying, "I hadn't read the article."
I just
want everyone to know that no one is getting fired. LFG. So fair play to Dax. Now, it's also noted in this Fightful article that Cabana is almost never at AEW's television tapings these days. It is believed that he has been re-signed to compete on Ring of Honor. And again, this was something that Meltzer reported quite recently, stating that the reason he hadn't been on AEW TV was because they were kind of holding off to bring him back through Ring of Honor, where he has immense history, of course.
He was a Supercard of Honor.
Yeah, he did.
Might have been a kickoff match, but I definitely remember watching him.
He was there, and hopefully he'll be there at Death Before Dishonor as well. Now, I'm just happy Colt Cabana is in gainful employment because I think he's a really nice guy, a really talented guy. And kind of an innovator when it comes to like making money through various platforms like podcast merch, social media and stuff. People often don't say that about Colt, but I think he's a very funny, nice dude, and I hope he does well. Yes.
A lot of us, myself included, wouldn't be where we are today without what the path that Colt Cabana blazed. I think he's an incredibly talented wrestler as well. It's going to sound incredibly backhanded compliment as well as I say this. One of my favourite pinfalls he's got in wrestling, that
yes,
Superman,
the Superman
pin is
thing.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And I think, like you say, with the whole CM Punk situation, not pinning the blame on everyone, it's probably for the best if you put him in Ring of Honor, because I think there's still a lot he can offer there. And yeah, hopefully, as that promotion does whatever it does, he can be an integral part of it.
Yeah.
But nice to hear that people within AEW don't just go, oh, nice knowing you, mate.
Yeah. Good luck with it. See you later, pal. He's a perfect guy to put on Ring of Honor because of his immense history on the brand. Like we said, he's a veteran wrestler. He can elevate younger guys. He can lift up developmental talents. People in Ring of Honor, long-time Ring of Honor fans, will adore him being there. It's kind of a perfect move. I'm into it.
He had a great match. I can't remember the guy's name now off the top of my head. The one who used to be in NXT, he wrestled. Ginger guy. And I really liked it. I really enjoyed it. For the life of me, I can't remember the guy's name.
I can't remember the ginger guy's name either. Was it you?
I'll look it up as we're doing the next story or something. And instead, I'll talk right now about the title change that happened on last night's AEW Dynamite. We have a new interim world... No, I'm joking, of course. There is a new TNT champion, Wardlow, unsurprisingly, finally defeated Scorpio Sky, ending his title reign, second title reign, I should say, as TNT champion, at 70 days, despite all of the obstacles that were put in front of him in the street fight that they had. Because not only was Ethan Page there and Dan Lambert there, there was just a whole load of big lads from American Top Team. They all got involved. There was even a bit where I thought, oh, I guess Scorpio Sky's retaining because he nailed Wardlow with a belt shot. That only got a two count, though, and then... Oh, you pissed him off now. And he hit, three
powerbombs,
to win the TNT Championship. All the pyro and the confetti and stuff. There was a photo with him with two TNT titles. I'm not going to start, okay?
Two but, are cooler than one. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
But... Congratulations to him, well deserved, and very excited to see where it goes next. Especially because Sammy Guevara tweeted, "Now I can challenge for the TNT title again."
That's good. That's good trolling from Sammy. Good stuff. Yeah, I think this really landed, right?
Yes.
When they did it last year, you knew that last week when they announced that it was going to be a street fight, you knew the ATT people were going to get involved. It's just a procession of people for Wardlow to beat up and look dominant. So I'm totally fine with that. I'm totally fine with Sky coming out of this looking like a bit of a loser, because the priority just now is pushing Wardlow and getting him over and having him on this Batista-esque run where he destroys everybody. And he wins unwinnable situations because he's such a badass and he's so over. He was really over last night.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Wardlow's on a nice little run at the moment. He won the MJF feud. I loved that squash. He's got the new music. He's feeling himself. Look, I know a lot of people didn't like the gauntlet the other week. And, listen, I'm not going to tell you that it was some great match. But it was such a mess that I loved it. Like, it was a complete shambles. It was a complete shambles in the best possible... Just pinning seven dudes who weren't even up the right way. That's awesome. Sometimes wrestling's a bit stupid and crap, and I love it. Yeah, I love this. It was good.
I agree. I think I was a bit more, I hope the Wardlow train didn't go off the tracks after that 20-on-1 match or whatever it was.
Yeah,
the MJF stuff was obviously elevated him, but I think it's the perfect thing, and they did it the right way last night. Great stuff. Excited to see what happens next. And the wrestler's name I can't remember, who I do apologise to now, was Blake Christian.
Great
match.
Of
first match at Supercard of Honor. So, really good stuff, that.
He's killing himself. He's killing it on the indie scene at the moment as well. And it's just it's so weird to think that these people had WWE runs. They were so short, weren't they? It was only.
And I look at him and go, well, why did you let him go?
Yeah, and it was only 6 months ago that he was going to be his superhero boyfriend of Cora Jade.
Oh, yeah.
And now he's in GCW, and it's you can see that, and elsewhere in the indies, and you can see the things he's picked up in WWE that have sharpened his game. Mm.
Total he seems to be having a lot more fun.
Yeah.
Good luck to it.
Just, there's so much good wrestling everywhere. I'm not going to be the cliche.
Guys, you don't have to just one promotion.
I love it when guys who watch two promotions point out that actually, guys, you can all wrestling.
Yeah. Tremendous. Name two other promotions.
WCW.
TNA, that's still a thing.
TNA. Right, we're going to move over. We're going to talk about... We're not going to read... last night's Dynamite, right? There was the faction split up. And a face turn in the same angle. Rest in peace, Scissor Me Daddy Ass. Right, you're not going to hear that anymore because the Acclaimed and the Gun Club have gone their separate ways. This has been teased for a while. Quite humorously, Billy Gunn the other week abandoning his own boys for the Acclaimed. But this week they had an 8-person tag. They came out. Max tried to do his rap. Austin Gunn was no. Snatched the microphone away. Rochester, New York did not like that. You rascal, Austin Gunn. They had the match. It played out. relatively straightforward, but it concluded with Max Caster hitting the mic drop. Austin Gunn blind tagged in, stole the pinfall. What a scamp. Afterwards, the Gun Club just leveled the Acclaimed. Billy Gunn was like, "What are you doing, boys? What are you doing, boys?" And then, of course,
here's how you lay people out.
Yeah, he absolutely clocked them. Hit the Famouser. Bowens tried to go for the scissoring, and Billy Gunn was like, "I'm gonna kick your ass." So yeah, that happened. That split up. This was coming for a while. I would have liked a little bit more from these guys. I thought they were a lot of fun, like just a fun undercard act. This Bowens is no longer injured, but I liked him coming out of the wheelchair and correcting Austin and Colton with their wrong. Like, I was into it, man. Like, not everything needs to be this high-level main event ads, but they were a lot of fun. That being said, the Acclaimed really gotten over recently, in particular, and I'm looking forward to seeing what they do as babyfaces.
I'm excited to see them, as babyfaces going forward. Also, very rare, off the top of my head, that teams split up after a win.
Yeah. Yeah, like
big faction teams, but factions don't really do that. But yeah, and there was also a little bit of me. You know, I like to book ridiculous, stupid, don't do that actually things.
Yeah.
There was a bit of me that Owens did that. Billy Gunn's going to break his fingers.
Well, like he's Pete Dunne.
So he's got his fingers permanently like that for about a month going forward.
Yeah, imagine if he got them in a cast for the scissoring.
I love it.
That would have been perfect. Why didn't they do that?
Hey, TK, you need to get me on the
Come on, Tony, pay us more money.
But I thought this was really good, and it genuinely affected me. I was genuinely like, no! Like that as it happened. So, the writing was on the wall, like you say, the moment that they didn't do the rap. But babyface raps from Max Caster. Yes, please. And yeah, I think this has really done good stuff for the Gun Club as well.
Yeah.
So good luck
to them.
Good
for the guns, man.
And you've got another potential trio there if you want them. Trio's titles.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Anyway, you know, Wrestling Entertainment Series.
Oh,
Andy Murray.
Wow, this is going to take ages because what a disaster.
Yes, it's that new company run by the former Authors of Pain tag team. And the inevitable has happened, ladies and gentlemen. They were meant to do that show in Nottingham at a 10,000 seat stadium, the Motorpoint Arena in Nottingham. That was meant to go down the 4th of June. Then it got rescheduled for Saturday, the 9th of July. That's this Saturday. And the reason for that given was the public holiday in the UK. Yeah. That's right, wasn't it?
Yeah, no one's bought tickets because it's the Queen's Jubilee.
Yes.
Okay.
And now the show inevitably has been cancelled. Now, the statement they released blamed so many talent not showing up as the reason. But if you've been on social media over the last week or so, you'll have seen the likes of the former Nia Jax saying that she wasn't paid and stuff. And I think the former Aiden English was saying he got ghosted by the promotion. And also the reports that they'd sold, don't forget, 10,000 seats for grabs here, Andy. Less than 350. Not 1,000, less than 350 tickets have been sold. Fightful Select, no crap, just sap. Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful Select published a lengthy report on the cancellation, so well worth checking that out. It's not due to talent pulling out and talent being unprofessional and stuff like that. Poor ticket sales and mismanagement was the reason given, which makes a lot more sense.
There's a lot of interesting details in that report. How the thing about how there's a part of the statement that says wrestlers have been paid, that turned out to be a half-truth. Nia Jax has not been paid every single penny that she
deposits
was...
Deposits and stuff, wasn't it?
Bits and bobs here and there, yeah. Like, some wrestlers did get paid. People like Moose and Steph Delander are mentioned, but some UK talents did not. Visa information, hotel travel information was not communicated to wrestlers. Some wrestlers learned that the show was off on social media. This is a grand disaster, like an omni-shambles across the board. I would love another major wrestling promotion. I think that would be awesome. However, it's quite clear from this, and it was quite clear a few months ago, even if we're being generous here, that this was not going to be it. And now there's talk of it just being like a big scam for an NFT grift. So I don't even fully understand what an NFT is still, no. But there you go. What a disaster.
Pretends to be shocked GIF.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Let's move on to your Twitter questions. At WhatCultureWWE, of course, you want to get in touch with us. First question today comes from Daniel, your friend on Twitter.
My friend
Andy,
Daniel. All
who
right.
says, good morning, y'all. Could y'all see... I don't know why I'm sorry.
That's enough.
Could you see a scenario at SummerSlam where Theory cashes in his Money in the Bank contract when both Brock and Roman are knocked out, neither get up for a 10 count, and Theory is new champ doing no physical work? Thank you! Yeah, of course, it's a last man standing match. Yeah, so in theory, yeah. You could run out, kick both of them in the bollocks, cash in, and just stand there and go... Oh,
I suppose, oh wow, that's really something. That would certainly fit his character.
Yeah.
I think it would go down like a lead balloon in the building. And for that reason, I don't think it'll happen. But hey, listen, that's certainly something that would arise in the mind of Theory, so fair play.
Yeah, we talked about this yesterday on our What Needs to Happen podcast, which is available as a video on our channel right now, or as a podcast.
Baby.
If you want to listen when you're out and about. And Hamlet did seem to suggest a tease. I think the threat of Theory is going to be hanging over it, so you might as well lean into it a little bit. But yeah, God no, don't have him just come out and go, all right, 10 count. There we go. Right, second question today comes from John Shoemaker Jr., who says, Adam Wilborn, a.k.a. King of the Mic, and Andy Murray.
Whoa. Before you do that, I've got just one question for you, my friend.
What's that?
Can the King of the Mic deal?
What's that?
With the eel.
Oh, my...
The answer.
Where did you get that from?
To deal with the eel, mate.
I can't use the mic. Sorry, everyone. I couldn't deal with the eel.
Anyway, question.
Do you want to read it? I'm confused.
Yeah, let's
I've
do
been
it.
Thrown.
Where are we at? John Shoemaker Jr.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on AEW switching up their commentary team similar to how WCW did back in the late 90s, early 2000s? I like it. I think it's a fresh switch.
I think it's necessary.
Yes, I like the dynamic that Shivani... This is going to sound like a shot at JR. I'm sorry. I like the dynamic that Shivani Taz and Excalibur have together, and I like spending time with that trio.
Yeah. I think it's right. I think, you know... Limiting his screen time, especially on pay-per-views, is beneficial.
Yeah, definitely. He's been doing this a long time, and it's very difficult for him to keep his energy up for a full broadcast. Also, like, the guy's got, in his own words, an orange-sized lump on his leg that hasn't fully healed from, obviously, his successful skin cancer treatment. So the guy is, like, struggling at the moment, physically and mentally.
Exactly.
So it's good for him to have a break as well. Like, love JR for everything he's brought to the wrestling business, but sometimes he just needs to, given the circumstances, take a little time off, come in. Also, it's nice on TV, he gets to do a big ring entrance.
Exactly.
Everyone cheers. Like, that's nice.
And also, I have liked in recent weeks, obviously this was more sort of Forbidden Door stuff, but having the likes of Kevin Kelly and... I'm really bad with names
today.
We've
had Caprice Coleman
That's
on.
That's what I was thinking of.
Ian Riccoboni.
People like that in the booth has been really beneficial as well. So I quite like it.
Regal, of course.
Regal, More of that sort of thing. And yeah, anytime you can have Ricky Starks talking is all right by me. What a fired up promo that was.
That was
last
really
night.
Great, wasn't it?
John Harrison gives you the question that you asked for yesterday, Andy. You're not allowed the eel on your team. John Harrison says, Survivor Series, Team Willy versus Team Very Cool Video Man.
I'm not Very Cool Video Man. Let's end that right away.
Who are your picks, boys? Have a great day. So we're doing 5-on-5. I take it we're both team
the
captains.
The eel is a water pistol.
So you get 4 picks from the What Culture office. It doesn't have to be What Culture Wrestling. We're not allowed Miller, are we?
That's cheating because he's a wrestler.
He's in the main event. He's in the title for title match.
All right, let's do a rock, scissors, paper to see who goes first.
Okay.
Right. 3, 2, 1, and then after. Let's do it.
3, 2, 1. Beat after one.
I can't do
it. You go first. You got the eel.
All right. Okay, I've got the eel. 4 picks?
4 picks.
Michael Sidgwick.
Very nice.
No one can cut him.
Well, Phil Chambers, Wiley can actually wrestle.
Okay, bumps, can he? Oh, wow. What are we doing after this? We're already struggling here, brother. Well, run out of ideas. And I literally begged for this question. I've already run out of ideas. I'm going to say Joe Johnston.
Okay.
Because that man has got some tricks up his sleeve, and he will kill you.
I'm gonna pick a big lad to counter your big lad, Chris Thompson.
Oh, underrated.
I've seen that boy chop someone as well.
I'm gonna pick our noble, wonderful video editor, J. Adam Nicholas. He's so handsome, he'll make you guys just like lose.
I'm gonna pick another Adam then.
There you go.
Cleary.
Obviously.
Yeah.
He's the Office version of Wardlow, as we established a couple of months ago.
Can I change my pick?
Yeah, go for it.
Gareth Morgan.
Oh, Guten Morgen, Gareth.
He's like Miller. Look like low key. He's jacked. Good work, Gareth.
He is, and he can like, he's like doing acting and stuff now.
Yeah.
Good job. Gareth's killing
it. He could trick you. He could like lull you in and then whoa, roll up. Boom.
Yeah, you're absolutely screwed. Well, I can't pick the eel, which is like throwing my whole game plan. I love this thing. Look at this. look at his little face there.
Yeah. Yep, that's definitely on the con screen there.
Who else is
you got the gaming lot?
Yeah.
You've got Jules, you got the ham.
The ham.
You've got
Scott Telford. He's a wrecking machine, low-key.
Scott Telford could mess some dudes
there
up.
There we go. This is a really self-indulgent question.
I like it.
I love it.
Amy Rapier.
Fair play.
Sorry, ham.
She will kick your ass.
Yeah.
100%.
She's incredibly violent.
It's walking around knocking people out.
At Amy Rapier, say, hey, don't want to mess with you.
Yeah, don't mess.
I'd love that as well, because like Phil yesterday getting happy birthday messages makes sense. If people tweet her going, hey, whoa, don't want any trouble.
Yeah, what's going on?
Just tweet Amy Rapier, hey, I don't want any trouble. No context. See what happens.
Just that exact phrasing.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Let's move on to today's and finally. And some great news, Andy, talking of Simon Miller.
It's buzzing.
He's got a new business.
Hey!
Shout out to Incursion, who sent this to us. In Pontypridd, South Wales. I was kind of surprised at that. But he's opened a new store called Ups and Downs, where he sells lingerie and nightwear, exchange store clothing, and free bra measuring.
All right, okay, sure.
Congratulations, Miller.
Simon Miller.
It's open 5 days a week. It's inside the indoor market, and it offers Lady Olga, Marlon, Cameo, and Naturana. Don't know what that is.
Oh, I'm glad they've got Lady Olga in. That's my favourite.
But yeah, if you want exchange store clothing, lingerie, and nightwear, Simon Miller, as we've always said, is your guy.
Do you reckon they do eel slices?
I don't want to think about that. Let us know your thoughts on that, on the eel, on everything we've discussed today in the comment section. Like, share, subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from. For Daily Wrestling Podcast, myself and the Dudley Boys sitting down to review AEW Dynamite a little bit later on today. Blush, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions. Oh, silly stuff. It's Silly Friday tomorrow.
Yes, it is. Send all your... I'll do a thread today. Send them to the
Where can people find you on Twitter, though, Andy?
Find me on Twitter at Andy H. Murray. The H stands for hey. Could you deal...
Let us know in the comments if you can deal with the eel. Follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at
WWE.
But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray, to the eel. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.